When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio, Sirius XM Channel 80. You can listen to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max on the ESPN app. You can listen live. Oh, I got to work already. Got to turn off the car. Damn, they're about to get into Saquon. No problem. Turn us on the app. Just click on the app, one tap. Probably already on your phone. Guys, good morning, Jay. Good morning, Key. Key, are you posting something to Instagram?
Go G-Man!
No, I don't have Instagram.
Taking pictures of Jay for some reason.
No, I was actually taking the pictures of the skyline behind us in the Brooklyn Bridge.
You're a regular photographer.
He's a weirdo.
And then I was also looking at Ryan Clark and his, what color is that?
That's a good question. I don't know if there is a name for that color.
His teal? His teal-looking suit on.
Light teal. Yeah.
It's called teal.
Is it called teal? I don't know. I didn't know. I didn't want to screw it up and call it Jay's the fashionista. Purple or
he'll
something.
Tell you.
You know.
Yeah. It's definitely not purple. I'd say teal is.
Yeah, but I didn't want to.
Aqua.
Aqua green aqua or teal. Something like that.
Yeah. There you go.
Good morning, Jay.
Good morning, my fellow G-Man friend.
Oh! I'm feeling good today. For so many reasons, including the fact that Daboll, man, I hate so many football coaches, man. They're so scared to lose. They coach like they're scared to lose. They coach for overtime. They give up the fourth down, their field position. Man, don't be scared to lose. Try to win.
Well, Max,
Daboll rolled the dice. He tried to win.
It was, by the way, Joe Judge would have never done that.
No.
Never done that, right? Plate safe. That's why.
And if he didn't, it didn't work. We'd kill him for it. Right? Yeah.
But that's, I give Mike Kafka a lot of credit, though. I mean, that's the same similarity that you see they play all the time. That's what Patrick Mahomes, those little shuffle passes. That little shuffle pass to Saquon Barkley, then to dig his left foot in the ground to get out of harm's way to punch it in. It was such a difference between teams. Like, when I see the Jets players and I see that Robert Saleh connection, it just seems like there's a different connection that the Giants have with Brian Daboll. Even that connection after the game, it felt different.
They love the dude already.
But what happens in the situation is twofold for Brian Daboll, right? You jokingly said, hey, if you don't make it, you kill him.
Right.
In the media, right?
Right. But somehow, Daboll, I don't think we would kill him. I think we decided we like him.
You've already made that decision because you've been – burned over the last three coaches for the Giants, and you've been burned. So now you're like, we finally got a guy.
But, Key, there was something about all those dudes where you were like, eh.
Yeah, because
Daboll you like.
It's the look. It's the introductory press conference. It's the positivity of him being a head coach versus a Joe Judge who came out of nowhere. All of a sudden, it's like Jay Will was never a
coordinator.
No, Jay Will was never a candidate for – the Sacramento Kings job. And then all of a sudden, they sign him. People go crazy.
He's too short.
What is he doing? He's too short. I didn't say that. But if he
what
was
does that have to do with coaching,
coming
Keith?
From but the short was, guy here on the set.
If he was
unbelievable.
The buildup like Brian Daboll over the last couple years, you might have looked at Joe Judge differently. He came out of nowhere. He'd give you any inspiration. It was kind of like, that's what you're looking at. But twofold here is, if he goes for it, and he gets it, that's our coach. Woo! We're going to run through a wall. See, he trust us, we trust him. If you go for it and you don't get it, the media hurts him, but the team doesn't hurt him.
Right.
The players still realize coach wants to win. Plus, from a calculated decision process for him and the rest of his staff, this year for us is an evaluation period for us. So if we lose the game,
plus when you have
we would like to win it, but I'm not getting fired if I lose.
Well, man, it was that aggressive mindset that their whole coaching staff had. Even Wink Martindale, right? The fact that, I mean, played man coverage, sent in crazy blitzes, played with a reckless abandon. And that kind of, I think it was that overall mindset by the coaching mentality that translated to the field for the players.
Let's talk about it. First, let's hear from Coach about the decision to go for two.
You've been going 0-for-2
when we got the ball.
Why?
Go for the win. We're going to be aggressive. That's what we want to do. That's the mindset I want the players to have. And if it didn't work, I could live with it. You know, I thought that was the right decision. You know, you're an inch away or whatever it was. I trust Saquon. I grabbed a couple of the defensive players that have busted their tails out there, along with some of the offensive guys that weren't out there. And I said, hey, we got the ball wherever it was. I said, we score. I'm going for two. You guys good with that? And they said, you know, F yeah.
That's exactly what I'm talking about. I never heard that. His press conference, I never heard him say anything. But I could, from a player standpoint and mentality, I know that's the case. 2 years from now, he ain't making that same call.
Well, I'll tell you what,
making that same
Jay,
call 2 years from now.
When you have Saquon, I said it last week, I'm not saying his floor is his rookie season because it was an incredible rookie season. But that's certainly not his ceiling. If you could do that as a rookie, you could do better than that later if you're healthy. He had 2,000-plus yards from scrimmage with 15 touchdowns as a rookie behind the worst offensive line in the league and one of, at that point in Eli's career, one of the worst quarterbacks, okay? 2,000-plus with 15 touchdowns. He's got 194 yards, found the end zone twice for a touchdown and a two-point conversion week one.
But if you get 1,600 all-purpose from him, that's more,
for
than,
sure.
That's more than enough.
But I'll take 2,500. How's that?
But Max,
you can do it.
Didn't it feel different to you yesterday? Like, to me, there was a – I don't know if it's key to just like come into his own. There was a patience I saw on the field, him like reading his blocks. The O-line carved up some space for him.
He's a veteran now.
It just seems like he had eased not only, into the game, patient.
Yeah, but not only is he a veteran, you got coaches that actually know how to coach him. People that can tell him what he's doing wrong and what he needs to do better.
So
you have
much
coaches.
Of that. If you're not put in the right position, you could have all the talent in the world. Here is Saquon himself on the two-point conversion.
Saquon, when your head coach calls you guys over and says, if we score, we're going for two, your thought is what?
Yeah. When we scored, I was on the field, and I saw him put up the two sign. We kind of made eye contact, and he gave me that look, and I knew what the play was going to be, and he gave me that look, and I kind of looked back at him and, you know, said, F yeah, and, you know, we called it up, and we were able to execute the play and get in. But that you know, he's a man of his word. He told us he's going to be aggressive. You know, he told us he's going to lean on the players to make plays, and in that situation, he did exactly that. And when you have a coach like that, definitely will make you go out there and fight for him and execute in those situations.
See, everything I said. Saquon's repeat everything I just said. When you have a coach that you believe in, you'll run through a wall for him, okay, because you believe that that's what it is. And this is going to be embedded in his team and in his players for years to come because he's showing them, okay? He's not playing the – Joe Judge
tough
game.
Talk.
Well, you know what the beautiful thing is too, Max? And like, I know what the stat line is for Daniel Jones, right? 17 of 21, two touchdowns, an interception, and a fumble. But it also feels like Mike Kafka and company didn't ask him to do too much. It wasn't like you need to be the savior. It was like they put the right schemes around him with the right personnel where it felt like he was doing just enough. It wasn't all on his shoulders. I think that said something.
If Saquon can stay healthy, listen to me. I told you Aaron Judge was going to hit 60 or could hit 60 home runs this year. People said I was crazy. He's on pace. If Saquon stays healthy, here comes an outrageous prediction. Ready? 2,500 all-purpose yards. They don't have a very good quarterback. They've but he's better than what Saquon had. They've improved the offensive line. He could have 2,500 all-purpose yards this season.
So 2,500 means that
because 17 weeks too.
So he would have to get what and what, though? He
I
don't know that he'll be a 1,000-yard receiver. So he would have to have
750 receiving.
700 receiving.
1,750 and on the ground. That's like 100 yards a game on average. He's already got 200 almost
this
year. Right, I know. I'm making a big prediction. He's playing for a contract, too. Let's not forget that. He's 25 years old, his absolute prime. He's coming off an injury, super motivated.
I can't complain the way he looks. He looked real good.
The Giants stunned the Titans after Brian Daboll's bold two-point decision. The Jets did not play inspiring football. Are we sure that Robert Saleh is the answer in New York? I mean, I suppose if the answer is no, then we might be sure. Are we sure he's the answer? What do you think about Robert Saleh, Key?
Oh, I thought you were teasing something the way you did that. I'm like, huh?
I thought so too, to be honest. But go ahead.
I don't know, and I've never known. It's almost like they hired a coach that came off a successful year and going to the Super Bowl, and they fell in love with that. They fell in love with the thought process that we're getting a top-notch defensive coordinator who led a team defensively in San Francisco to a Super Bowl. And so they hired him. I don't know if the players are fighting for him like Brian Daboll's players are fighting for him. There's a certain thing that players get from coaches that just push you. Yeah, he's a hell of a coach, defensive coordinator. He runs the stairs all day long at MetLife before the games. He does all that's cool and all. But it's not translating on the field. And everybody can point to the offense and say, well, the offense is bad. It's not about Zach Wilson and the offense, in my opinion. Zach Wilson hadn't even been here. You got 52 other players that you have assembled this roster with. Those guys have
got. It's not like they're like, oh, we can't win without Zach Wilson, right?
This is not, we lost Tom Brady for 7 games, or we lost Dak Prescott for 7 games, or we lost Aaron Rodgers for 10 games. This is a guy who hadn't really been there. So what about the rest of the team?
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max is presented by Progressive Insurance. Looking for a career path with flexibility and great pay and benefits? Go to progressive.com/careers and apply online today. Bundle today at progressive.com.
We're going to be aggressive. I said, hey, so we score, I'm going for 2. You guys good with that? And they said, F yeah.
He told us he's going to be aggressive. When you have a coach like that, definitely will make you go out there and fight for him and execute in those situations.
We are joined now on Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio by Will Blackman, former New York Giants DB, and I might add, Super Bowl champ. What's going on, Will?
What's happening, Max? How you doing, man?
Good, good. Feeling good today, man. It's been so long since I had anything to be happy about with the Giants.
Tell me about it. I'm on the West Coast. It's 5 a.m. ready to talk some ball. Let's do it.
What's the biggest takeaway for you from the Giants win yesterday, Will?
The biggest takeaway for me was just the overall the energy, you know, I felt like there was a huge culture shift already within the organization. You know, you're so curious when you get a new general manager and a new head coach, you're like, man, what is it going to be like? How are they going to put their stamp on this organization? Because in the NFL, the culture or everything, the foundation starts upstairs. Upstairs meaning all the executives. And I think you felt that already with this win.
Well, I was going to say, you know, obviously Brian Daboll going for the 2-point conversion, trusting his players. Wink Martindale sending blitzes with reckless abandon. It just feels like this whole aggressive mindset. Granted, it could have backfired, but it feels so different than the last regime. It feels like players actually believe who they're playing for this time around. Am I off with that?
No, I think you're 1,000% correct. Because if you just look at both of the coordinators' styles, like Brian Daboll, what he did in Baltimore, like they were aggressive when he was there. Wink, what he did in Baltimore, they were aggressive there. So I got to talk to some of the players over there. I said, man, it looks like he's challenging y'all because he genuinely wants to see y'all to win. You know, I've been fortunate to play for 12 years. And, you know, Key and Jay, you know, you guys understand just like I could play for any coach. But at the end of the day, like once his ego gets involved, he lost me. And I feel like with Daboll, there's no ego in terms of genuinely wanting to see the win. Like Saquon said, he said, when he looked at me, I knew the play. So that means they were prepared all week to be in the situation. You know, when you see teams come through and win close games, that says a lot in terms of culture. So I think you're not off at all in terms of that. Like they truly already week one want to play their ass off of this dude.
Yeah, when you look at this football team and you look at what they've done to assemble the coaching staff and bringing in a defensive coordinator who had success in Baltimore, you bring in an offensive coordinator in Buffalo who had success, you make him your head coach. Both of those guys have had units before, so it's almost like their head coaches but their head coaches only in their units, offense and the defense. They got it right. In terms of what they want to do. What do you think about Saquon Barkley in his day?
I mean, but that ball was smart. You know, you got one of the most gifted players in the entire NFL. Let's show him. Now, I would say this, too. Like, Saquon's healthy. He's motivated. But what I did see, too, is not only just Saquon, but I seen Sterling Shepard. Like, two guys who haven't played a full season since 2018 came through big for them. Everybody was playing awesome. But, yeah, Saquon just motivated, inspired. And you saw it on the sideline when both of them went over to him. And they were just happy, like, man, almost like they were like, this dude gets us, you know? This dude wants us to do well. I haven't seen that interaction. And it is crazy because I've been in a situation where I got a new head coach and new general manager and everything in Jacksonville, and we were, like, rebuilding everybody. And so you're so curious to see what it's like. And for them to already – I know it's week one, but already to have some kind of a culture and win a close game, like, says a lot out the gate.
Will Blackman, former NFL DB, Super Bowl champion, joining us here on Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. Will, fill in the blank for me. Daniel Jones's performance was what?
Daniel Jones' performance was enough to win.
That's the enough these days, that, right?
Say it again?
That's enough these days. That's all you want. Less is more.
At the end of the day, it's win the game. You know, they had a the fourth quarter, they had the ball for like 10 minutes of the whole entire quarter. So he did what he needed to do. He made the plays at the right time. You saw on the sideline, Daboll going in and challenging him because apparently he did something that he didn't like and went out there and still continued to win the game. So truly, like, that's the most important thing. He, you know, he didn't throw for 3,200 yards, but he had, you know, almost 200, two TDs. And only a few incompletions. So at the end of the day, guys, it's like, hey, just do what you need to do so we can win this game and get out of here.
Hey, Will, let's circle back to Saquon for a second, talking to Will Blackman, former New York Giants DB Super Bowl champion. So Saquon had 194 total yards from scrimmage with a touchdown and the two-point conversion also game one. Now, this is what I'm saying, Will. Here's a hot take. Saquon had 2,000-plus yards from scrimmage and 15 touchdowns as a rookie, behind the worst O-line in the league and the remains of Eli Manning at quarterback, okay? Much better O-line now and a better quarterback than Eli at that point. He couldn't move, and he was really toward the end. I'm saying this
Eli
in 17
–
what's that? Yeah, come on, man. He's my favorite. I love him. Look, if Eli's around me, he never has to buy a drink forever.
Tell him, man.
Will, forever, he never has to buy a drink. I love Eli, but he was terrible at the end. We can admit it. It's okay. Derek Jeter was bad at the end, too. That's what happens at the end. Okay, but the point is, 17-game season, I'm saying this right now. He could go for 25 – if he stays healthy, 2,500 total yards from scrimmage. It's about 100 yards a game on the ground, and 40 or something like that, you know, catching passes. I think it could happen, Will. What do you say to my hot take?
I would say that's Saquon's game. You know, he's the type where he can give you 1,200 yards rushing, you know, 700 yards receiving if done right. You know, they play the AFC South, I believe, this year. You know, there's some opportunities there. There's a couple of games in the NFC East. But as we all know, guys, that hot takes are good as long as guys stay healthy.
Yeah,
if they can keep their star players healthy, the Giants will always have a chance every single week. And that's going to be huge. And that was the problem with them the past few years, not only losing Saquon, but they never had any healthy receivers and never had any healthy O-line. And that's been tough. So I think if guys stay healthy, and number one, too, they have the right – people in place calling the plays, like Wink bringing his aggressive style from Baltimore, and then Daboll bringing his style from Buffalo, and also we're showing up there the GM finding the right players to fit because he knows what it looks like being in Buffalo as well. Like, all these guys know what a winning culture looks like, and so at the end of the day, if they stay healthy, I believe in Saquon. I think he's outstanding, and I became good friends with him while he was training out in California, and got to see just how motivated and inspired he was, even as a kid, when he was young, when he got drafted. So that is not far off at all. I believe in Saquon.
Will, what do you think the Giants can do now that the Cowboys seem like they pretty much their season's over with Max's favorite team, the Dallas Cowboys, losing Dak Prescott? Where could the Giants fall within the division?
Right now, I will say that probably battling for second. I mean, first of all, let me say this. Playing in the NFC East, I played for the Giants and at the time the Redskins. I have a division title with the Giants. I have a division title with the Redskins. The division changes hands pretty much every single season. So I can't say – I'm going to take that back and not say that bad for a second because Philly looks really good, but also Philly does look beatable because Detroit played them really tough. Again, it's wide open, but they have a chance to stay healthy. It's tough seeing the Cowboys, like, just culture-wise just struggle. I know this is about New York, but I'm talking about division. Just seeing them struggle culture-wise because when that happens, it's allowing other teams to catch up. Like, Philly caught up. And just the Giants stay healthy and keep doing what they're doing, they're going to catch up too. All three other teams got out there with a win except Dallas. So that's tough. So it's wide open, Key.
That is Will Blackman, ladies and gentlemen, former New York Giants DB, Super Bowl champion.
How many times have you been called Will Black Will?
I haven't been called that, but when I say my name, they're like, hey, that sounds familiar. And I was like, no, you're probably thinking of Blackwell that played at modern day. I'm way older than him.
Yeah, every time you say Will Blackman, I want to say Will Blackwell so bad.
Not me, because I'm a Giants fan. Thank you, Will. I appreciate it.
All right, Will.
Thanks, fellas. Yep.
What's next for Key's favorite team, the Cowboys, and Dak Prescott's favorite quarterback? Jay's favorite quarterback, Jimmy G.
Listen to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max live everywhere you are. Download the ESPN app. Tap the More tab on the bottom right. Scroll down and tap Live Radio. ESPN Radio, everywhere you are.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
All right, so here on Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio, and by the way, you can listen to us on the app wherever you are live. Take it with you. One app, one tap. It's probably already on your phone. Anyway, ESPN Radio Pick'em Challenge Week 1 just occurred. What's the Pick'em Challenge? Each show is doing a parlay, a three-legged parlay. For people who understand, we're picking one item to bet on, basically, and then to bet on. One at a time, right? And if you hit all three, you win the parlay.
I'm looking at you like, okay. Now, I swear you know what a parlay is.
Yes, I do. Each show from ESPN Radio. I'm talking fast. A lot of coffee in me this morning. does a parlay. Now, the way it works is we vote on it as a show unit, or at least as the talent unit. Key, Jay, and I vote on this. So, for example, Las Vegas Raiders, and then, by the way, we're going to compare how the shows all did to one another. Las Vegas Raiders at Los Angeles Chargers, Jay and I thought the Chargers would cover and win.
Yep.
Key thought...
No.
Yep.
No, Key thought the Raiders would win. However, Tampa Bay Bucks, Key and I thought the Cowboys would win. Jay said no, the Bucks. So as a show, we have to go with whoever, whatever the vote is. Las Vegas Raiders at Los Angeles Chargers. We picked the Chargers. They won. That's
so
good.
So you're saying if you guys would have listened to me, we would have hit the parlay?
Kansas City Chiefs at Arizona Cardinals. We picked the Chiefs. They won it. They destroyed them. That's two. And finally, Key and Jay were split. I was the deciding vote.
You.
Bucks, Cowboys.
How'd you go with the boys?
I went Cowboys.
You're a Giants fan. You never go with the boys.
I know. I'm trying to reverse jinx them. It's worth losing the parlay.
You did. You did reverse jinx.
That was out for eight weeks.
Yes.
What? If you think that I won't reverse jinx every single thing and lose every parlay to help the Giants, you got another thing coming. All right, so there. We hit two legs of the parlay. Did any show hit the parlay? Do we even know yet?
I don't know. That would be a question for the control room.
But you know, Key, I was going to ask you, off the parlay, I know that Dak is going to have surgery on the right thumb and that he's going to miss 6 to 8 weeks. But that didn't happen until later in the game. Their offense just looked bad. It looked bad. It looked abysmal with him being on the field and healthy. Why?
Kellen Moore was a genius 3 years ago, right? Kellen Moore couldn't wait to re-sign Kellen Moore. So, it's so funny. I was thinking about this last night in reference to the Cowboys as they were struggling. Offensive line, whatever. CeeDee Lamb not really getting the number one, label tag right this minute. But I was looking at the offense and the things that they were doing, and I was saying to myself, should Mike McCarthy be more involved calling plays on the offensive side? Since he got his start in this league as being a play caller, so to speak. That's how he made his name. Should he take the reins away from Kellen Moore and start doing that?
And wouldn't that be seen as a desperation move this early?
I mean, they're in desperate mode.
At this point, the season's over, guys. Come on.
I'm trying to save my damn job.
Yeah. Well, although, you know what? We keep saying the season's over. In that division, could they win six games?
Why do y'all think that division is just bad?
Well, it's getting better, but
the Philadelphia Eagles are a good football team.
Yeah, but they're not a great one. Usually a division has a better
team. I don't know that they're not.
The Commanders got a good win the other day.
The Commanders won. They won their game. The Giants won.
I understand it's looking better for the NFC East, but in recent years, it's been a bad division in recent years. You've had minimum, usually, two bad teams in it.
But we're not talking about the past. I'm talking about this year.
Well, we don't know yet. We don't know. The Eagles look good on paper.
The Eagles look good. So I wouldn't just dismiss. I think the Cowboys season's over, man.
But, Key, you know how that goes.
When you lose your starting quarterback, your best offensive player for 8 weeks, let's give them the max 8 weeks.
Well, let's give them the minimum, though. That's only six. Could they go 3-3?
Let's go through.
I can't give them the minimum. I got to give them the max.
Then let's go through the minimum or the max.
All right.
So, Bengals at home, Cowboys.
Probably a loss.
Probably a loss.
At Giants.
Could be a loss.
Now it's a loss.
Now it's a loss.
Commanders, but it could be a win.
Commanders at home.
Those Giants and Commanders and rivalry games go either way.
No, I feel like Giants at home is a loss.
You got to give them one.
You got Cooper Rush, Max.
You got to give them one win between the Giants and Commanders.
Okay, fine.
Let's say they're 1-2.
At Rams.
Loss.
At Eagles.
Loss.
I don't know. It's a rivalry game,
see,
guys.
I'm not doing that, Max.
Stop.
They don't have the quarterback.
The problem is they don't have the quarterback. They don't have the offensive line. They don't have the receivers. They don't have a lot.
They have the Lions at home. The Lions just play everybody tough. That could be a loss.
Unless they decide that they're going to run the hell out of the ball and play crazy defense.
I could see three. I agree. It could be they lose every single game. It could be they win three of those games. I could see three wins in there. I could see Giants, Commanders, Lions, or maybe even four if they jump up and upset someone.
I know from firsthand experience, Max.
Yeah.
Opening day, 1999, we lose Vinny Testaverde to a popped Achilles.
Mm.
Okay? Team, Super Bowl team. We lost with a Hall of Fame coach. I want to say we lost something like seven games in a row or something weird like that.
So is it negligence that they don't have a better backup?
When you lose your starting quarterback, and I understand, Mike Tomlin was going to keep it together with Duck Hodges and Felipe, whatever.
Mike McCarthy ain't Mike Tomlin.
That's my whole point. You're hurting twice now. Mike McCarthy, not Mike Tomlin. And Cooper Rush showing the hell ain't Dak Prescott.
Yeah.
And CeeDee Lamb sure hadn't shown us that he's Amari Cooper.
I thought Mike McCarthy, didn't he get the job? Because he lost the job because the game had passed him by. He couldn't win with Aaron Rodgers. And then when they hired him, there was a whole thing. He understands analytics. He leafed through some pamphlets over the offseason. Now he's a genius, and he can't do it.
Remember when Marvin Lewis lost Carson Palmer?
Yeah.
It's just the starting quarterback, franchise quarterback, when you lose that guy, man, The last time the Green Bay Packers, I thought, missed the playoffs is when Aaron Rodgers got hurt and missed a significant amount of time.
Jay, you want to hear from Dak?
Yeah.
Here he is.
In the game, just in the midst of it, thought I jammed it. I mean, I've hit my hand on helmets or bodies a lot in my career, and never really had anything, maybe a jammed finger here, and I actually thought that's what it was. Just the next play, realized I couldn't grip the ball, let the sideline know. And then when I got off, yeah, I told the trainers the same thing. I was just like, I can't grip. I feel like if you yank it, I'll be okay. And no, came in, got x-rays, and things are different.
I feel for him, man. I think he's going to be at this really, depending upon how he finishes the season, Key. Dan Orlovsky said it before, and I can't believe you were going down this path. You're kind of going into that, like, Carson Wentz injury prone. What do you do? You got the bag, but two injuries now in the span of 3 years. Even though I still think he's the guy, it feels like it's caution time for Dak.
As Bill Key said, Bill Parcells once said, Key, nothing good ever happens for that guy. It feels like, man.
Good player and all. You know, like to keep him around, but nothing ever happens good for that guy, man.
That's such a good expression.
You know,
it explains so much.
Right there, the fumble, he's there to be able to pick it up, but another guy dives in right before he reaches down to get it.
The gods do not smile on him. The Bengals were sloppy in a loss to the Steelers. It looked like I was sure they were going to win that game. The whole time I was sure they were going to win. How much is Joe Burrow to blame? Wait a minute. This tease must be written wrong. You don't blame Joe Burrow. How dare you, Shannon?
From your radio to your smart speaker and phone.
Now playing ESPN Radio.
Or watch on ESPN2. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. Live weekday morning starting at 6 Eastern on ESPN Radio and on ESPN2.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You hear what Mike Tomlin did, right? He gifted the whole team before the Bengals game. Black Air Force Ones. A black and yellow, I get it. But Yates, what's the significance of the black Air Force
Ones? So, like,
ones?
The running joke is if you see someone with black forces on, like, yep. Black forces isn't a thing that people just wear normally. Like, the only forces you're going to wear is the white ones. So, see somebody with the black joints on, you need to get away from them because they most likely want some stuff that you don't want to be around.
Right.
They might fight you, they might rob you, they might do something crazy. But, like, the concept of black forces given to of a football team, it's like, yo, we ain't playing around week one. We about to go steal the ball from them 4 or 5 times. And, well,
Hold on. I'm looking at a picture now. There were low tops?
Low top
Because
forces.
If you're going to get low the black top. Forces, you get the high tops.
Yeah, and that's even worse.
Low
top black forces, they are untrustworthy in 2022.
The only black ones I got are Kaepernick's. Those are black on black.
You the sentiment, though.
These.
But I got to tell you, though, Yates, I really rock with Mike Tomlin, man.
Did you see him dancing after the game?
Like, all that, man. Like, I'm talking about, like, he is, like, the epitome of a player's coach to me is somebody that can do stuff like that, but is also straight hardcore that you know it's so authentic and so real.
And he was hitting the AB after they won the game.
Yeah, he was.
So, like,
he also realized, too, though, that they can't do nothing with, like, Cincinnati can't really do anything with Pittsburgh. That's how he feels. I don't care if they did go to the Super Bowl and they got Joe Burrow. They can't do nothing with me.
If they don't block that kick, man, they lose the game. When they can't, it came down
Guess
to the
what,
moment
though,
of truth.
Max, they blocked the kick.
They did.
So,
but I mean, like, I wonder, Key, in those moments when you have the type of coach, what, you know, like that terrible speech that Al Pacino gave in Any Given Sunday. It's that you claw for that extra inch, or right? But, like, in those moments, Having a coach like that have you jump a little higher? Do you go? Does the adrenaline kick in a little bit more?
The speeches don't do it. It's
No. I mean, that kind of stuff that Tomlin did.
Well, yeah, because I know he's with me. He thinks like me. We think the same. We come from the same cloth. And so that obviously helps you in situations as a coach get your players to run through a wall for you.
You know, I might cop a pair of
nope, not, still not
uptowns,
doing it.
But high tops. I couldn't do the low tops, man.
I can't.
Not getting ready to rob anybody, just the high
don't
tops.
Don't wear them in the don't wear those shoes in the work.
What, high top? Ones, you can wear high top Air Force Ones. Why not?
You don't wear Air Force Ones?
You and Roger, I got the low top white ones.
I think they look right on Max, that's all.
What? Why not?
You never rock black shoes.
You see me with my Kaepernicks in here. They're mostly
Yeezys.
You see me with my caps. Okay, I wear my Kaepernicks tomorrow.
Okay.
All right.
About damn time.
I've worn them before.
No, you have not.
You'll see from the little dirt on the bottom.
You cross those little toes over.
We're back in 10 seconds.
From your radio to your smart speaker and phone.
Now playing ESPN Radio.
Or watch on ESPN2. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. Live weekday morning starting at 6 Eastern on ESPN Radio and on ESPN2.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all carry around different stressors. I do, you do, we all do. Big, small. And when we keep them bottled up, as I sometimes have had happen in the past, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. It's helpful for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/unsportsmanlike today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/unsportsmanlike.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's LECTRICEbikes.com.
I will tell you, having witnessed many wild, bizarre, strange Steeler-Bengal games over the years, that one ranks up there.
Ball is down. The kick is on.
It's blocked!
Kick is blocked! Good snap. Down. Kick is on its way. That kick is long enough. High enough. And it is good! The kick is good!
Joe Burrow here on Keyshawn, J. Will and Max, ESPN Radio, Sirius XM Channel 80. You can check us out on your ESPN app. You can listen to us wherever, live.
Why
guys, Joe
fight,
Burrow.
Why you want to fight Drake?
Drake, all right, man. You all right with me. No problem with Drake.
I like Drake.
What? Drake.
Drake.
Yeah, I said Drake.
Oh, yeah. It sounded like you said Jake.
No, yeah. I like Drake. Nice.
Not Drake London. We're talking
nice
about
Jewish boy. Had a bar mitzvah and Drake. Everything. That's right. I like him.
Did he?
Yeah.
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 When?
Yeah.
Recently?
No. When he was 13.
Oh, when he was 13.
Yeah, when he was 13. Key's been to a million bar mitzvahs,
yeah,
I know.
Yeah.
Million bar mitzvahs.
Holding the chair.
Yeah. Yeah. I got to get
right,
my
sorry.
Daughter ready for hers, actually. Her bat mitzvah is coming up. That's
what,
right.
That?
And we do a secular bat mitzvah. We're not religious, so it's a whole other thing. I can't even get into it. But it's a lot of work for me is what
seems
I know.
Complicated.
Joe Burrow threw a career-high 4 interceptions and lost the fumble in the team's loss. He was also sacked 6 times. I never felt like he was going to lose that game, ever. I thought I was sure. And when he came back on him, duh, of course he's going to win. I can't believe they blocked the kick. I can't believe he lost that game in overtime. By the way, I was sure he was going to be Aaron Rodgers in overtime last year. He didn't. I thought he was going to win the Super Bowl right on that last play. He didn't. He gives you the feeling of a guy who's going to win a lot, and he does, but no one wins all the time. Here's Joe Burrow after the game.
You know, when things weren't going well, we didn't overreact, and when things were going well, we didn't overreact as well. I thought we stayed even keeled. Obviously, we would have liked to come out with the win, but we live and you learn.
Key, how much is Burrow to blame for the Bengals' loss yesterday? I know it's only 6% of the season, but still, for yesterday.
You know, you don't necessarily place blame. Had he played better at the start of the game, throughout the game, and not turn the ball over five times? Because when you turn the ball over five times, you set the team behind the eight ball. And that's what he did. It's hard to recover from that. And I understand you, as a Joe Burrow president fan club,
yeah,
you feel like he got him back in it and blah, blah, blah. But he set him so far, they could never catch up. You don't turn the ball over five times and win games.
He got a little Russell Wilson in him where he's looking for the big – he's always looking to make something positive happen. Sometimes he'll take a sack or turn it over, but he's a risk taker. He'll take risks.
He's good, man. The dude is good.
Yeah. All right.
He's a good quarterback.
I know there's a lot of onus on the quarterback, and this is by no means making any excuses for Joe Burrow. But are we not going to be honest about the fact that that O-line, for as much as they thought about addressing it this offseason, it looked horrible. I mean, the amount of pressure.
He got sacked six times.
The amount of pressure the Steelers put on Joe Burrow put him in those situations.
How long can he last like that, Key? He's been sacked a million times in the playoffs.
He's going to get beat up if they don't hurry up and fix it. But here's what I would say, though. We can't have excuses and built-in excuses, because that pick six, the first play of the game, Amika Fitzpatrick had nothing to do with the offensive line.
I agree with you.
So you can't pick and choose.
Why not? I like to do that. I like to pick and choose.
You can't, though. You can't sit there and say, oh, well, you know.
What if you really like the guy, though? And what if you don't like another guy so much for whatever stupid reason?
A lot of people like him. He wears a chain.
Yes.
He likes hip-hop. He wears glasses and a mink coat. He walks through.
Won the national title game.
Won the national title, all that. I get it.
Yep.
I understand all that.
Can I say something, though, Keith? This is Joe Burrow's worst game since entering the National Football League.
Yeah.
This is his worst game.
Still should have won
it. And they almost won. So that's what I'm saying. I know it's week one. Key always said, first thing he said, it's week one. It's one game.
But we are.
I get it.
We are dissecting and breaking down week one. We're not dissecting and breaking down the preseason or week nine. We're talking about yesterday in week one. And he set them back with the five turnovers. It's factual.
Okay. I'm just saying, coming off.
Just like Derek Carr. Come on. Just like Carr did with the Raiders. Yeah. He set them back with his three interceptions.
Everyone, even Mahomes, has had bad
emergency surgery
games,
this year for him, July, right? The appendix, right?
Yeah, we can't fight.
I'm not making excuses. No, because so the first many. Thing
you,
I said.
You are.
The
first thing now all of a sudden, this is surgery.
Right out of my mouth is, by no means is this any excuse. All
it's
I'm
an explanation.
Saying is the worst game of this dude's young career, they almost won. Just perspective is still something we can have.
Is this the first time he picked up the football since his surgery?
No,
I'm not making an excuse of it. I'm just giving you context.
Look, Patrick Mahomes had five touchdowns, no interceptions.
Pretty good.
360 yards.
Yeah, he looked incredible.
Joe Burrow is not Patrick Mahomes. But you know what? No one is Patrick Mahomes. There's one Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah, but you, even though he's not in Patrick Mahomes as Patrick Mahomes, the problem, Max, is they put him in the category with Patrick Mahomes.
Well, I'll tell you what. If you take
Mahomes,
if you take Mahomes off the board, and you know I love Justin Herbert. I'm also the president of the Justin Herbert fan club. Those are my three. Mahomes, Burrow, and Herbert. But if I really had to choose.
You're not an Aaron Rodgers guy?
If I really had to choose, I'm taking Joe Burrow. If you already have Mahomes, everyone. I want
man,
Joe
I gotta
Burrow.
Go, man.
Over, wait,
everyone.
I can't
Joe
listen
Burrow.
To this.
Over every, like over yep. Justin Herbert.
Yeah.
I can't listen to this.
If I have to. Over, I don't make me pick between Burrow and Herbert. It's like picking between your children.
Over Aaron Rodgers?
I think Joe Burrow was better in the playoffs than Aaron Rodgers last year.
It's such a short
on a lesser
size,
team,
Max.
On a lesser
it's
team, he did more.
Year.
Yep. But then coming off of college, he won the national title game, smoked him. I'm just saying the dude is a winner.
See, now I understand.
Yes.
It's people like that, Key.
Yes.
That make you take my comment. Like they're putting I'm not putting
what
him
comment
in that
did
category.
I take you? I didn't take anything.
That I'm making excuses. And well,
Jay, you don't want Joe Burrow?
What?
You really don't want Joe Burrow?
Pause.
Don't you feel like his team is going to be there in the end?
Of course you take Joe Burrow over Daniel Jones.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, Daniel Jones.
Question.
Really,
but
you don't feel like Joe Burrow's team's going to be there in the
I'm
end?
I'm not putting him in that Patrick Mahomes, Aaron Rodgers.
Me neither.
Like
it's, well, I don't
but
think
you
that,
are. You
no,
just
I don't
you
think
take
there
him
is.
Over anybody.
What I'm saying is there's a Patrick Mahomes. Don't put Aaron Rodgers with Patrick Mahomes. Patrick Mahomes does much better in the playoffs than Aaron Rodgers. Much better. Not even close.
How many Super Bowls Patrick Mahomes have?
One in 4 years.
Okay. He has one.
In
Aaron
4 years.
Rodgers has one, right?
Hold on. Rodgers has one in like 17
okay,
years.
But Aaron
Mahomes
Rodgers,
has,
one,
has two
they
trips to
one.
The Super Bowl in 4 years.
They both have one.
Come on, Jay. Who's a better postseason player, Mahomes or Rodgers?
Where they're going to be, I think.
Who's a better postseason player? Who's a better postseason player? It's not close. Mahomes by far. By far.
Yeah, I agree.
Okay,
but they both have one.
Who's had more postseason success?
Mahomes.
Mahomes has had more postseason success.
In 1/4 the time.
But is that an indictment on Aaron Rodgers?
No, I'm just saying it's pro Mahomes.
Here's what I would say about Joe Burrow. His time is coming. He may win a Super Bowl. He may never, ever get back to a Super Bowl.
Yep.
But Joe Burrow is good. He was the number one overall pick. He won a national championship. He led his team to a Super Bowl in a situation where everything was aligned perfectly.
Can I say something about that, Key? Here's how I feel about Burrow. Nothing ever good happens for that guy.
Now you're going to tell us how you feel about Burrow?
Okay, I'm telling you, I just have the feeling that watching Burrow's career, we're going to get the distinct impression that he gets lucky all the time. Man, if it wasn't for this, he wouldn't have gotten there. Boy, if that other team doesn't make that, like, he feels to me like the kind of player through his career so far, end of college, first year.
Right place at the right time.
After a while, it's not luck. He's got to be doing
something. But But it's the right place at the right time. He did not win the damn game yesterday.
Nope, he lost it. He lost that one.
So let's stop talking about it as if they roared back. And they won because they did not.
It was the way he came back down the stretch.
They all had a way to come back.
No, they did. Not like that.
The coach came back.
Chase.
The Saints came back.
The Saints had a great comeback.
What did I just say? Chase Young? Jamar Chase?
The Lions came back.
Yeah.
We have a huge idea for the Dallas Cowboys you're not going
to
want to miss here on Keyshawn, J. Will, and Mets.
This is the Lions to the Bengals?
Earth-shattering idea coming up ESPN Radio.
Stop it.
Listen to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max live everywhere you are. Download the ESPN app. Tap the More tab on the bottom right. Scroll down and tap Live Radio. ESPN Radio. Everywhere you are.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus. Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting lectricebikes.com. That's LECTRIC ebikes.com.